nurture and support. Nurture and support. This is a podcast theme song. And it's really short.
Nurture and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, everybody, to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast. I'm Kelly Toole, at K-E-L-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter. And with me, as always, advancing the Amazon Prime Directive, is Melissa.
Hey, everybody. I'm Melissa, or Mel, at Karmic9 on Twitter. And it's great to be back for another week. This is episode 66. Can y'all believe we've been yapping at you this long?
It's been a lot. Many, many.
If you've stuck with us this long, thank you so much.
Bless you. Yes. Thank you very much. As we were getting ready to go, I told Mel that I had a recommendation that was going to be shocking on multiple levels. And so we'll go ahead and get started and get right into that shocker. So I'm going to make a musical recommendation today. That's not shocking. That's not shocking. First shocker, it will not be an Alice Cooper album. Ta-da! So there's good.
Okay.
Second shocker is that one of the primary instruments featured in this music is a cello.
Dun-dun. Yes.
Third is that this artist hails from Mel's neck of the woods. She's actually based out of Dallas. So what I am recommending today is an artist. Her name is Braca Nolan, and she is Dallas-based, primarily studio, does a little bit of club stuff, but not much right now, so it's just pretty much that. She's got the whole gamut of stuff on Vimeo, YouTube, and all that. But you can also go to iTunes and Spotify and get her EP, Body Politic. Body Politic has 6 songs on it, and it's pretty great. I really enjoy it. It's she's got this just kind of soothing voice that falls somewhere between. If you bred, sorry, Grace Slick and Peter Gabriel.
This is where the shocking part comes in, y'all.
Yes, yeah, we're doing, but it's just, I mean, and in many ways, I'm a huge Peter Gabriel fan, and in many ways, some of her stuff really kind of resonates similar to his later work. She's got kind of a haunting voice, and the EP itself starts off with a song called Time Loop, which is really, really probably my favorite song of the EP. And you get it, but it's very sparse in terms of other instrumentation, some bass, cello, drums, those types of things. But it's just, it's the kind of stuff you can put on and go about your business, and it's just this nice warm blanket over the whole room. The LP itself consists of 6 songs, as I mentioned. Time Loop, Solo, Army of One, which is the most driven song, heaviest backbeat to it. Hard Love, I'm Sorry, and Thief of Words. It's the other one there. But she's really active on Twitter, or pretty interactive on Twitter, I guess I should say. Has a couple Twitter accounts. I'll get those to Mel to make sure that we include it in the blog post. It's ConserveX is one, and then the other is, I think, Braca Music, but I'll get you both of the Twitter handles, Mel.
Okay.
But it was just I was really surprised how much I enjoyed her music. But it's just like I said, it just kind of falls in some middle ground for me of some different kind of stuff I like. So, you know, I've talked about kind of the ambient stuff with Eno, and it's not ambient music, but it's got a more kind of fills your, you know, there's a sound cloud to it. And like I said, Peter Gabriel was probably one of the strongest parallels I could draw. Basically any song that I heard of hers, I could go, yeah, that could be a Peter Gabriel song. And so that's pretty cool. What's also nice, you do some searches on her. One, you'll get to a couple of really good articles that talk about Body Politic and some things there. But you can come across her YouTube channel and come across some of her other videos as well. That's about it.
Okay. And what's her name again?
Braca, like Brock with an A at the end. Braca Nolan, and that is with an E, N-O-L-E-N. And like I said, she's out there on social media. You can go to Spotify or iTunes. The EP's really, really great. Not my typical musical recommendation in terms of this isn't, you know, this one kind of stands out if you do like a random play on your MP3 player device of choice, then these kind of stick out because they don't, you know, of course. Mm-hmm. I have kind of an interesting blend anyway, but it's good stuff. You'd be able to just put it on. It's just tremendously great ambient music just to kind of have out and going on. Not overly political, not overly maudlin, not, you know, so it's, mm-hmm. it's not like aggressive stances there. There's an insight and just kind of artistry. So it's just, mm-hmm. it's just kind of, you know, good music. And so every once in a while when I come across good music, I want to tell folks, and she's not too far away from you, Mel, somewhere yeah. Dallas-based, so she's in the vicinity.
Yeah,
no twang, cool. No twang as far as I can tell. No
well,
country.
You know, it's my general opinion that those country singers who sing with the twang, they're making that up. Because most of us who are born with that twang don't sing with it. It's kind of like how, you know, British people don't sing with a British accent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a country music fan, in case no one got that idea.
I don't think we had ever established your
yes.
your country music leanings or not there.
New country can die. Oh, horrible, horrible death. Old country's okay though, because I grew up with that, and it's stuck in my head with all that childhood nostalgia from Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. So, anyway, I am looking forward to looking her up. Thank you very much. I need more cello music in my life. And I'm always looking for new music. I get in musical ruts and need people to show me new stuff. So that's cool. So I sort of have it could be said that my recommendation could be a little shocking. Because
shocking
it's a
episode.
It's a weather app. Do it. You might get electrocuted, possibly struck by lightning. I don't know. So anyway, if you follow me on Twitter, you know I have been complaining quite loudly about the horrible winter we seem to be having in Texas because, oh my God, we've had ice and we've had snow, and this is like not supposed to happen here. So this app has become very important in my life because as the entire country likes to make fun of us for, if there is even the hint of ice, we don't go to school, we don't go to work, we scream the sky is falling and we stay home. I have found this particular app that I'm going to recommend today to really be the most accurate general weather app I've found, and I've tried almost all of them. This one is called Weather Underground, and they style themselves as community-powered weather. They've been around for a long time. They also say that they're the internet's first weather channel online. Basically, and I think this might be kind of the key to how well it works for you, is they get their data from personal weather stations that feed information into their network. And one of the cool things about it is when you open up the app, which is free, by the way, there are some small little ads at the top of the screen, but they don't ever cover the screen or impede you using the app at all. There is a section in the settings if you want to pay $1.99, you can get rid of the ads. The ads have never bothered me, and the app itself is free. You can also get all of this information on their website, which is wunderground.com. But you can get views from people's webcams that they have set up with their weather stations. And I have a really interesting number of personal weather stations in my area. And I think this might be kind of why this app in particular works well for me. I'm kind of out in a rural area. And a lot of times, you know, the big news channels when they're covering weather, they're not so concerned about little people out in the country like me. They're worried about in town, in city, you know, in Dallas and in Fort Worth. And a lot of times we are way colder out where I am than it is in the city. So these tend to be more accurate for me. And I have just really found that their forecast that they give out, because just like any weather app out there, they will give you a breakdown of the hourly forecast. And I have just really found it to be a lot more accurate than, say, the standard weather app that's on my iPhone. And what's funny is I think they're actually owned by the Weather Channel now. And I stopped using the Weather Channel's app to use this one several months ago when I started using this one. So it's got a lot of neat little functions, all the standard functions that you would expect in something like this. There's a search function where you can look and see what the weather is somewhere off, further off. You know, you're going to go on vacation to so-and-so, and you can search and find them by zip code or address or city, all of the standard stuff you would expect. They even have, for those of you who are living in areas that can be affected by hurricane season, they have a whole tab for Hurricane Watch across the globe to see what those tropical storms are coming at you for. So it's just a very, it's a very clean, very useful app that tells you what you need to know. And I have personally found it to be the most accurate one that I've come across. They also have a whole bunch of other weather-related apps that you can look at on their website. They've got one called Storm and just different things like that. But when I was looking around on their website, I really got interested in all of these personal weather stations, and I'm not a weather geek at all. I just need to know if it's going to be cold or hot because I have a lot of animals. I've got horses, things like that. We have to know what the weather's going to be so that we know if they can go out or have to stay in and, you know, things like that. So weather, having at least a decent weather forecast is very important in my life and is something that we pay attention to every day of the year, especially this time of year, because we had record snowfall today in this area. So it's March. We aren't supposed to have snow in Texas in March, but we did. So if I hadn't been paying attention to this app, I wouldn't have known, because I actually don't watch my local news. I get all my news online, so I don't like my local news people. Anyway, so Weather Underground, it's a free app available on iOS, Android, and if you have a Roku player, they have an app on there apparently. So I really recommend it. It's community-powered weather that gets its information from your people in your area. I like it, looking at the webcam photos a lot of times, because there's someone that's really very close to my work who has a weather station with a webcam, and I can actually tell if it's raining or whatnot at my job before I leave my house. Because this webcam is like not half a mile from my job. It's really interesting. So anyway.
So that's just, you can like declare yourself a weather station, or is this actually a weather station? Or
No, they're you know, like a lot of schools have a weather station, and they report their weather into places. You know, a lot of those apps will find the closest local place to you, and a lot of times you'll find it's a school. They have these things, they call them personal weather stations, and they're pretty big, and they range from just a couple $100 up to $1,000 from what I've seen. Weather Underground's website has instructions and even tells you a few of the ones for you to look at on how to hook them up to report their findings. Obviously, you're going to have some sort of way to get them online. A lot of times, they're just connected outside, right outside your house, so they can hook up to your Wi-Fi. But you have to get a weather station that's capable of doing that. But you actually can sign up to join the Weather Underground community and have your weather station reporting to them, which is where they're getting all of their information, is from weather geeks out there who have these weather stations that are reporting to them. And I think it's pretty cool. I was looking at some of them going, you know, I could get one that's a couple $100. I don't mind throwing that kind of money at it. So I thought it was neat. And I go through occasionally looking through the webcams that are in the area, because you can just cycle through all the ones in your area and just look, you know, you can find one a lot of times that's a few streets over. You know, hey, I wonder how the weather is in town. How are the roads in town? Do I want to drive into town today, or are the roads really bad? You can get on there and look through the webcams till you find, you know, one for my local town and see how the weather is. If the roads look bad, or sometimes if you look to go, because I live by a NASCAR track, that when it's a NASCAR weekend, our traffic is horrible, and I have sometimes not known if it was a race weekend or not, because that's not my thing. And I have occasionally, when I've looked at the webcams in town, saw that there was an unusual amount of traffic, and that keyed me to go, wait a minute, I wonder if there's a race this weekend. So it's proven surprisingly useful for all sorts of things. So it's pretty cool. If you don't have it, it's a free app. Give it a try. See if it does a better job for you than whatever weather app you're using right now, because that's what I found. I was getting, you know, we all say the weather forecasts are unreliable, but I have really, especially in the last couple of weeks, noticed that mine has really been pretty on. Even with the forecast part, with, you know, having it's going to hit at 11 o'clock, we're going to start getting snow, and it's been very accurate. So I've been impressed with it. I don't know where all of those forecasts are coming from, but it's worked for me very well locally, and everybody ought to at least give it a try, I think. And it's a very useful app, and it works better if you do have it hooked up on your Wi-Fi instead of using just your cell signal if it's on your phone. It gets a better, most of those apps get a better location if they're on your Wi-Fi. So, works great. I like it. It has proven very useful to me. And I suggest all of you go get it so you can go through and look through the webcams of everyone around you and see what the weather's like.
It's going to come handy when the zombies attack too, I think.
It will. Till the power grid goes down.
That's right, till the power grid. So you got, it's going to buy you that extra hour or whatever that you can kind of say, the herd is coming my way. Maybe it's
that's
time
right.
for me to go. So that'd be handy. Yeah, if I can dig it out, shouldn't be too hard to do. I might. That's a great recommendation. And I have used typically the standard weather apps because it's fairly predictable where I live. The weather's crap, so I don't really need any forecast. That's crappy today. It's going to be crappy tomorrow, and it's just different kinds of crap. But it's just crappy. So I just use a lot of the standard, you know, 10-day forecast, 5-day forecast. Oh, look, crap. And crap with wind, crap with sun. And so there's that. But this sounds pretty cool. I'd be very interested to see what kind of my locality's weather webcam coverage is. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool. So I'll have to give that a shot. What I'll maybe try and shoot to you, Mel, in addition for the blog post is not an additional recommendation. We'll call this a supporting link, which is what I have found to be the best. It's basically, it's not going to translate for mobile at all, so this is definitely a desktop or possibly tablet, but mostly desktop experience. It's a whole map of the United States, all the radar systems connected to it. So basically you see when there is any sort of precipitation coming across the country, you can see the full band and look across, and you can zoom in a little bit, but it's just always been the one that if you're just trying to look to say, I hear there's storms to the west of us coming down, you can kind of bring the United States map up and say, oh yeah, there it is. And it does, you know, some of the time stuff, and it's good for that kind of gross level. Oh, okay, so this is about when it hits, but then you're going to have to get into something that you're talking about for really useful information. But, but when the big nasty's coming, that's a great – I've always enjoyed that site as being able to go, yeah, here comes some more crap.
Yeah, well, you know, we have to pay a little more attention to what in time certain things are going to come in because of all of the animals, especially in the winter when we're going to have sudden temperature drops, which is what happens in Texas. I mean, we got from 70 to below freezing in a day. So we have to pay a little bit of attention so that the horses aren't out when the weather hits, because then not only are they unhappy and possibly going to get sick, we are out there trying to get them in the crappy weather. And that is not cool. So
I can imagine not. I could see where that could be a little difficult.
Yeah, so you learn to get them in.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I like it.
Well, I am running out of space on my phone. I have apped it up pretty close to the end, but I'm going to make room for this because it does sound really, really cool. So we'll be putting that on the very tiny real estate left on the phone. So we'll have to see.
I think it's a pretty small app. I don't think it doesn't act like it takes up a lot of resources. So cool. I don't know.
Excellent. All right. Very cool. And mildly shocking. So where you go. Right on the theme. So we'll go ahead and move into social media recommendations. My recommendation for this week, less shockingly, is someone who's really good at hashtag games. I often recommend people who I like to play them, and I end up coming across people who are really crazy good at them, and I follow them and have a good time. And so I'm going to recommend his name, the description name or profile is A. Wiener. Now, don't get worried. Don't get worried because I know what you're thinking. It could be a problem. What kind of account are you recommending?
Shocking. More shocking.
More shocking. A. Wiener. No. So his Twitter handle itself is at Wiener Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. So it's Aaron Wiener. He's actually a television writer, a purveyor of social consciousness, and a gastronomic enthusiast. So, but his hashtag is strong. He is very good. And he's also very engaging in terms of if you're playing the game along with them and throw out one that's pretty decent, he'll give you a retweet or a favorite or those types of things. But he's sharp, really funny. So A. Wiener, Wiener Aaron on Twitter is my recommendation. And he wears a tux. He's got like a tux in his picture. It's one of the best dressed Twitter profile pictures out there.
So. All right. Well, you've got to be well dressed to win at the hashtag game.
That's right.
That's why I lose. Well, my social media recommendation this week is going to stay in line with my weather recommendation. We've given y'all lots of recommendations about Twitter accounts that give you Hubble photos, abandoned places photos. So I'm going to give you one that is nothing but photos of weather, but they're old photos. I don't know how far back they consider old, but they have some really cool ones of horse-drawn carriages in the snow. Here's one from 1901 in Boston, a record snowfall. Just cool photos like that. I like those. They're neat. And we always think, we always hear every day how horrible our weather is compared to how it used to be. Well, you know, it's all relative. In 1901, I certainly would not have wanted to be in this huge snowstorm with a horse trying to plow the road. I don't think so. It's all relative. So I like this account. Old Weather Picks, it's at, just like it says, at Old Weather Picks. And they've got some more modern ones of like school buses who've been thrown into houses and tornadoes. But most of the pictures are old, from the early 1900s and black and white. I like those. You know, the more recent ones aren't my most favorite, but I like all the old ones with the horses and the horse-drawn carriages and all the poor people slogging around in the snow. Just think, they didn't have all that fancy weather gear that we have these days. Just think how cold they were and how wet their feet were slogging through all that snow. And then tell yourself how bad you have it today. I'm still going to whine about the weather, though. Did I mention we had record snowfall today?
Today. Today was the record snowfall day. Oh, nasty. Yeah.
Well, it was last night. Okay. But yes, we haven't had snow in March in over 5 years. Because this is Texas.
Yeah,
we should be in the 70s right now. Anyway.
Yeah. So. We're miles away from that. I probably should, upon further reflection, because I only read his name and interact with him, maybe A. Wiener is A. Wiener. You know, I just want to, because it is like Matthew Wiener Weiner. Matthew Weiner is how his name is pronounced. A guy who writes Mad Men. So maybe Aaron's last name is pronounced Weiner, but it's spelled Wiener. But I just,
you never know.
But I would assume, you know, so my apologies if I butchered it. So whichever it is, A. Weiner or A. Wiener, just You'll have the link. Follow him. He's funny.
Yes.
However he pronounces his last name.
I mispronounce things all the time because I'm used to reading them and I mispronounce them in my head. So when I'm faced with them in real life, I don't actually know how to pronounce them. So I feel your pain and it's okay.
And what did you call the device that your weather app, speaking of pronunciation? So I said, oh, it's available for the phone, but also if you have it began with an R, an R-O.
Roku.
Roku. I don't know. Roku, okay.
R-O-K-U.
Yeah. Call it a Roiku. But that's what we do up here, I think, is we punch it up. Roku sounds better. Yeah. And I've got one, so I'll just have to give it a shot on that as well.
I've thought about getting one. That whole thing about having the headphone jack in the remote control is pretty nifty. So yeah, I've thought about getting one.
It's worth it, because they're not super expensive. And now there's a YouTube integration that basically I take my Chromebook, I go to YouTube, I find the video I want to play, and I cast it to the Roiku, or the Roku, and boom, that's how the last couple late night movie clubs, how I've watched the movie while it was going on, is I just threw it up on the screen, and it's nice. So the integration with YouTube to a laptop or a Chromebook is awesome. So it's a nice little device, kind of adds you a little bit of flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, Woot puts them up there pretty frequently, refurbished ones, and I just haven't pulled the trigger on that yet. But
spoiler, that may be a recommendation soon. I mean, you need to ignore everything I said about it. We'll talk about it later.
Yes. If there's a big gap, you'll know we've edited this part out.
Yeah, it's just like, well, yeah, ignore that. I hadn't thought about that. I just, oh, well.
So I think that we'll turn it over to Matt. Tell everybody how to get in touch with us and watch us Mondays on Assault and Battery at 10:15 Central.
It's a great show, and it's even better talk afterwards if you join us, but only if you join us. So catch us on that on Assault and Battery on Mondays too.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting.